Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. 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 We're still rejoicing over the great service we had this morning. Lord, it surely was in the place. We thank God for that. That was this morning. I come back looking for another good meeting tonight. Hey, man, we appreciate you. Sure is good to see Miss Smith back with us tonight. She's been out sick. Good to have her back. And others, it's been out. Good to have you back with us in the house of the Lord. Hey, man, one I forgot to mention this one. Remember the CESTs. He had surgery last week and came through surgery real good, but let's just continue to pray for him. Then remember Brother Don, Sue said he was having a real bad toothache tonight. And two things that hurt you, a toothache and an earache. So let's remember Brother Don tonight in our prayers. And still remember Brother Johnny that's out tonight, Brother Tim Robinson. Let's remember him in our prayers tonight. And just so many to pray for and pray about. And let's just pray the Lord's will be done. Amen. I wonder tonight if it's just anybody that uplifted the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it tonight. Amen. How many come looking for another blessing tonight? Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm a hog about this thing, ain't you? Amen. I really am. But it is good to be here. Let's just go to meet. Remember, I meant to announce this morning, pray for Derek. He had to preach this morning and tonight. That's where they are today over at Emmanuel. So pray the Lord to touch him tonight, give them that they need. And so pray for them, that church tonight, our prayers. Amen. So remember all these in our prayers tonight, those that's got tests. Brother Mike Godfrey, I talked to him right before church tonight. And they moved his mother to Polk Hospital for some rehab. And he asked the church to remember them tonight in their prayers. So remember them also. Still remember Alan and Carolyn in our prayers tonight. Let us all stand. We're going to ask some ushers to come around. Receive our afternoon tithes and offerings. Amen.
In the courtroom, Well, I guess y'all started hearing me get up here and say the same thing probably each time. But I've told Cindy plenty of times she's still going out to love me, going to heaven tonight. But you know what? We'll just forget about that, didn't it? But I want you to listen to this song.
Oh, I know that I
Bless them, Lord.
In my heart, I'm rejoicing and all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Let's praise Him tonight. Praise God. 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 He's worthy. He's worthy tonight.
Praise God.
Yes, He
is. Praise God. Praise
God. Will you turn with me to Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 4. You pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get out of somebody and pray the Lord. What a great time it's been to be at Morning View Baptist Church today. Amen. I remember Brother Donald. He had to preach tonight at County Line, and that's where they are tonight. Amen. But I appreciate these preachers and God using them. Amen. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 4. The Bible says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse number 2. The Bible said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse number 3. He said, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse number 4. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how tonight, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, we thank you, God, for the sweet spirit, Lord, that we have felt here today. And God, Lord, we never counted, Lord, anything but a blessing. Lord, that you see fit to bless us. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless each one, Lord, that made the journey here tonight. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look at that. Verse number 1. Again, the Bible said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight, it'd be on that right there. Neighbor, tonight, seek those things which are above. Amen. Listen, look not on this old world as a permanent fixture. We're just strangers and pilgrims going through this land very quickly. One writer said this life is like a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Listen, but I thought about that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all his righteousness shall be added unto you. Listen, seek you the things that are above. Amen. Listen, have you ever noticed? Listen, I got a little bit this morning. Have you ever noticed how neighbor Satan tries to hinder or try to direct your focus tonight? Listen, he tries to listen, compare and listen, give us that the worldly view would be tonight. Listen, neighbor. Listen, and he tries to control that. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, and verse number 6. Listen, neighbor. Remembering we always should seek those things which are above. Listen, and like I said this morning, listen, Satan wants to block our vision. He wants to, listen, hinder our focus tonight. We look here, it's always been. The Bible said the devil's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Paul felt him when he said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this thorn be removed from my flesh. Listen, it's always been a hindrance to God's people. Listen, that is Satan tonight. Amen. Listen, notice what he says here. The Bible said, and when the woman, listen, saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat tonight. Listen, neighbor. See, the devil took Eve's focus off of God and began to put it on her needs. I began to put it on her desires. Listen, neighbor, tonight. And that's why every day, neighbor, every hour tonight, neighbor, we're to seek those things which are above. Listen, neighbor. And she began to put her focus on herself instead of keeping her focus in Christ Jesus. Neighbor, tonight. Listen, it's hard to do. Sometimes because, like one writer said, we're so easily persuaded with every wind and doctrine that may come our way. Listen, neighbor, but if we'll continue to seek those things which are above and keep our focus, neighbor, on that tonight, I see my friend tonight. Listen, and I also seen where Lot over there, listen, when him and Abraham, listen, began to sojourn together. Listen, and the Bible said how Lot looked out over the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen, and he seen that it was well watered. Listen, neighbor. I see my friend the devil. I hid his focus from how rotten that place place was, how deserted that place was, how that would be the wrong place to go and the wrong situation I'd never to be in. And that's why the scripture says tonight we're always to seek those things which are above. Amen. I listened and I thought about tonight. I listened. Ananias and Sapphira over there. The Bible said they sold part of the property. I listened and the Bible said they kept back part of it. Our neighbor, and they began to take their eyes off of God and began to look at what they needed and what they wanted. And listen, if you notice, Ananias and Sapphira, both of them died. I listen, neighbor, tonight, and there's a lot of people today that are spiritually dying. I listen, they're spiritually hungry. I listen, why? Because they begin to look and seek those things of the world. I listen, and Jesus plainly tells us here to seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above. Thank God tonight. Well, preacher, what is that tonight? I listened, three things tonight that I believe, neighbor, we need to seek out. Amen. I listen, I believe we ought to be like the woman that lost the coin. The Bible says she searched the house diligently, neighbor, until she found that lost coin. I listen, neighbor, and I believe that's the way our heart's desire ought to be tonight. I listen to constantly. I seek out the things which are above. Number one tonight, I believe we ought to seek out, I listen, is his presence. Amen. I listen, amen, I want to seek out his presence. Our presence tonight is a common translation in the book of Hebrew, or out of Hebrew, from the word face tonight. I were to seek his face. Amen. I listen, amen. To go before his face simply means to be in his presence. I thank God. That's the only reason a neighbor ought to come out of the house of the Lord. A neighbor is one purpose. I listen, and not to see me, and not to see you, and not to share my idea, and nor your idea, but we ought to come out to seek out of the presence of God. Or to come and seek the presence of God. That's why we're here. See, if we seek those things which are above, we seek those things that are above, that when the devil comes in and he tries to slide them little slideshows in front of your face, you know what I'm saying? He so shows you them little old seeds out there to get your attention. Amen. Off the main thing being the main thing. I listen every night. That's why he said here in Colossians, it's of vital importance. It's of vital importance that us that are born again Christians seek those things not below. Seek those things not to bring us joy. Seek those things and not necessarily to bring us happiness. He said, but in order to resist the devil on a daily basis, we must seek his presence. We must seek his presence. We want to come before his face. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse number 9. I like what he says here. Amen. Listen, as we seek his presence. Amen. We are here. Bless his holy name. Amen. There we go. He said, behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man, who shall, that's 22 and 19. Sorry about that. I knew that didn't go with it. I'll preach that next week. He said, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Set your heart and your soul to what? Seek the Lord. Seek his presence. Seek his presence. And seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build you a sanctuary of the Lord God. Every one of us tonight, we are a sanctuary. Did you know that tonight? We are a sanctuary of God. And God has made us for the creation to praise Him, to worship Him. Listen, that's why He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me to seek His presence. To seek His presence. He said tonight, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house, that it may be built to the name of the Lord. Listen, neighbor, tonight, He said to seek ye them things which are above. So in other words, tonight, we're to seek His presence. We're to seek His presence. Man, when we come into the house of God, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. And when we come in, we're to, listen, we're to seek those things which are above. In other words, listen, whatever is going on at work, forget it. Whatever we may be facing with one another or anything like that, forget it. Amen. We're to have a heart's desire for one thing, to seek those things which are above. Amen. And the number one reason that we get out of the bed on Sunday morning and Sunday night and we come to the house of God on Wednesday night is to seek the presence of God. Seek the presence of God. I want to feel Him, don't you? I want to feel His presence. I want to feel His anointing. I want to feel the power of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. That's why it said tonight, seek ye the things which are above, not necessarily at the things of the world. Our goals should not be on the things of the world, but our desires and heart are to be that we feel the presence of God. Praise God. Listen, I've been in big churches all across the country. Man, I've been in them things be packed out. And the choir sing. And they dot every I, cross every T. They look good. They sound good. They got a beautiful cathedral. But there's no presence of God. There's no presence of God. Neighbor, tonight, that's the main thing that you got to have in the house of God. You got to have God. You got to have Him. He is here. This is His. This is His domain. We come to lift up His name and to praise Him. He said in the scripture to seek ye the things which are above. And the first thing we should seek on a daily basis is the presence of God for His direction, for His guidance, for the way we ought to live our daily life. We ought to have a desire to seek the presence of God. To seek His presence. Amen. We should have a desire to seek His presence. Why we need that presence tonight. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 5. We need His presence. We need His presence in our life to direct our path. Amen. To direct our path. You know, I told you the other night, this morning, I told you about going to the mountains and I took another way, ended up in Knoxville. But let me tell you what happened. Something happened to me, Brother Wayne, that I ain't never heard before in all my life. We was going to go by the GPS. And that's what I'd ask her. I'd ask her, I said, where we were at that point, I said, can we get over to Sevierville a shorter way and not go all the way through, you know, Townsend and all that? And so Lisa said, we can go this way. So I told her to put it in. Sister Joyce, I told her to put it in the GPS. It said, take the next left. I took the next left. It said 29 miles. Then, Brother Dennis, this is what happened. That thing got demon possessed. I'm telling you, two voices at the same time. One said go 1.5 miles, turn right. The other one said go 4 miles, turn left. And they were going back and forth. I think they were inside the GPS fighting. Amen. I didn't know what to do. I looked at her. I said, did you hear that? She said, yeah, I ain't never heard that before. I said, well, and here we are on I-40 or I-5 or something. And I had no idea which way I was going. I listened. I told her, I said, well, what are we going to do now? I said, just throw it out the window. Hey, listen, neighbor. I listened. I told Cason. I said, Cason, can you get a GPS on your, whatever you're playing with? He said, yeah. I said, plug her in. I listened, neighbor. Let's see what they say about it. See, my friend, we need the Spirit of God because it never goes wrong. Amen. And see, we know his voice.
Amen.
That's what he said. That's what people say, well, I didn't know it was wrong. Oh, yes, you did. He said, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. Amen. I knew my earthly father's voice when he called me. And I could tell by the way he called me what was going on. Amen. That's why it says, seek you the things which are above, that we may know his presence, that we may have his presence to guide us in every step that we go. If we don't have the presence of God, we're as a lost sheep. If we don't have the presence of God, we're groping for a wall in noonday. That's what he said. We're a sheep without a shepherd. And that's why he said, to seek ye the things which are above. Listen to what he said right here in 2 Thessalonians. He said, and the Lord shall direct your heart into the love of God and into the patient waiting for the Christ. We need to seek those things which are above for the number one purpose, for the presence of God.
Amen.
For the presence of God. Then number two tonight. Not only do we need to seek the things which are above for the presence of God, but we need to do it tonight for the power of God. We sing that song, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. We've got the power tonight, but we got to seek it. We got to seek it tonight. It's like having a firecracker in your hand. That thing is no good until you light the fuse. Amen. God in Christ, through the Holy Spirit of God, has gave us the ability. He's gave us the power. But until we seek him, we can't have it. We don't feel it. We don't use it. The power of God, it helps us to stand firm. It helps us to stand upon solid ground, that when the waves come and the storms come and the discouragement comes and all these things come and the valleys and the trials and the temptations, if we'll seek those things which are above, the power of God will encamp around you about and he'll hide you in the cleft of the rock.
Amen.
He said, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. The power of God, it helps us to stand firm. Job lost all he had, and he still sought God. Amen. Elijah faced the prophets of Baal, and the odds were not in his favor. But he still sought God. David faced one of the biggest men there ever was, named Goliath. And even in this time, he still sought God. So in other words, tonight, whether we're on the mountain, whether we're in the valley, whether we're climbing the mountain, we have a need to seek those things which are above. Why? For the presence of God. The presence of God. To feel that holy anointing that only God can give you and I tonight. The spiritualness, the freedom that flows from breast to breast. Surely God's been in this house, hasn't he, today? And then number two, we seek those things above for the power of God. Power of God. That's our desire, that we feel the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize tonight it's the power of God that convicts sinners? Amen. I can't convict you. I can't get nobody saved. But the power of God can. And that's why I seek those things which are above. I seek those things which are above. Number one, I do it for the presence of God, to feel his presence. To feel his presence. That's what makes it church. That's what makes it church. Man, when you feel the presence of God and you know, surely the Lord was here. And like one of the writers said, it was good for us to be here. It was good for us to be here. Thank God I've been here today, been revived. Amen. Why? Because we come with the right frame of mind. We come with an open heart, and we come with prayer and attentive to the Lord. And we say, Lord, we just want to seek those things which are above. Listen, that I feel your presence, and I may have the power to overcome the enemy and the power to overcome to resist the devil when he comes and he hinders us and he knocks us and he kicks us and he pricks us. We have sought God and we seek his guidance, and when we do that, we feel that he'd have us to be tonight. We seek those things which are above. Number one, we do it for the presence of God, and we do it for the power of God. And then number three tonight, not only to do it for the presence and the power, but we seek those things above for the promises of God. I'm standing tonight on the promises of God. The promises of Christ, I stand. Amen. I look at Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse number 29. I know it's a lot of scripture tonight, but we got to seek those things which are above. We, on a daily basis, not just on Sunday and Sunday night, but if I ever get to the point that every day that we seek God's will, every day that we seek his presence, not just on Sunday morning and not just on Sunday night, but every day we ought to seek to talk, we ought to seek to hear from him. We ought to seek to hear from him, pray to him, and give him praise and honor that, hey, man, he may be lifted up. That's why he said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men Amen. Unto me. But for the promises, look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 29. He said, but if from thence thou shalt, what? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, thy God. You know, if we would learn that little bit right there, that in every situation, stop and seek the Lord. Amen. You know, if we just do that every once in a while, I don't think we'd end up as big messes as we do sometimes. I'm talking about me. Amen. Stop and seek the Lord. Say, Lord, what would your will be done? What would you have me to do? Amen. Seek the Lord first. Amen. It's like last week, you know, the devil, man, he fought me. That's probably one of the worst weeks I've had in a long time. My kitchen flooded 3 times. And I took all the plumbing out, and I ain't no plumber, but I took all the plumbing out, and you know, I re-plumbed everything under the sink and everything. And finally, I just called a plumber. I just called a plumber. And I added it up. It was cheaper to call him to start with than everything Jeff had done tried to do. Plus, burn half my finger up. And is that not the way we try to do things? We're gonna bless the Lord. I'm going to do what I want to do first. We're going to do it my way. We're going to do it my way. But if we just stop in every situation, before we go into the situation, step back. Take a deep breath. And let's say, Lord, what would you have me to do? What would be the correct way, God, for me to do this or to do that? Seek ye, what did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then all these other things will be added to you. That's why tonight we must seek those things which are above. On a daily basis. This is a God's plan for daily living. It's not just a weekend thing. It's for daily living. It's our guide. It's our guidebook. It's our roadmap every day. He said to seek those things which are above. Number one, for the presence. Number two, for the power. Then number three, for the promises. We're to live and stand on the promises of God. In order to do that, we must seek those things which are above. Listen to what he said. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, Seek the Lord. Brother Jim, I wonder how many of us tonight will go to the Lord, but we're going to try everything else first. Sometimes we use God like he's a spare tire. We love him. We know he's there. But man, we want to do it ourselves. We want to just dive in, take care of it ourselves. That's why we end up in the mess, Brother Jay. He said, seek ye first. Seek the Lord thy God. Thou shalt find him if thou seek him. He's there. He's there. And he sees what we need. And you know, I wonder sometimes if he looks at us and says, why don't you just ask for help? Why don't you just ask for help? See, I don't know what you're going through. You don't know what I'm going through, but the Lord does. The Lord does. If we'll seek him, seek his guidance, seek his presence, seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. He's here. He's here. He can help you, but you got to seek him. You got to call on him. Yeah. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. We've got to open. Right. We've got to open. We got to seek him. He said, thou shalt find him if thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Go back with me one more time, Wesley, if you will. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 4. He says, seek those things above. Seek those things are above. Let me read that one more time. Then we'll ask Brother Robbie to come. He said, if you then be risen with Christ. Now he's talking about us that are born again Christians. He said, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. What's he doing there? What does the Bible say that he's sitting at the right hand of the God for? Making intercession for you and I. But we got to seek him. He's willing to help. He's willing to be our adversary. He's willing to be our advocate. He's our biggest support. But we've got to ask him. Look at verse number 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Look at verse number 3. He said, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Look at verse number 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Seek those things which are above. Amen. He's gave us all we need. All we got to do is seek. He said, we'll seek. Amen. We shall find. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a worship song tonight. Amen. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart. But seek ye those things which are above. Amen. We want his presence. We want his power. And we got to know that we've got the promises of God is the foundation that we can stand upon tonight. That's what we stand on, is the promises of God. Brother Robbie, while we stand. 1st, what are we seeking today? Amen. We believe that to be sufficient tonight. We appreciate you, amen, coming out to the house of the Lord tonight.